Cinderella, Bigfoot by Mike Taylor. Characters, narrator 1.
Narrator 2.
Narrator 3.
Narrator 4.
Narrator 5.
Narrator 6.
Cinderella.
Elsie.
Prince Mildred.
Weenie.
Whiny.
Mo.
King.
Queen.
Mom.
Now, there were a lot of funny looking people in the land of make-believe, but Cinderella was the funniest.
Her most outstanding feature was her big feet. When she stood up, she looked like a seaplane.
Cinderella lived with her beautiful stepmother and three beautiful stepsisters, Weenie, Whiny, and Mo. She had a beautiful step cat, a step dog, and a step ladder.
The size of Cinderella's feet caused her many problems. She bounced off the ceiling in ballet class. She always lost her hopscotch, and she had to buy a sock for every toe.
However, the worst problem for everyone else was that when Cinderella's bunnies spotted her, she'd take off her shoes and lead them around town.
The giant smelly shoes would block doorways, stop traffic, and take up for parking spaces at the mall.
So when the king and queen of the land of make-believe gave a dance party, they naturally didn't invite Cinderella.
What about Cinderella?
Asked the king.
No, it would just be safe,
replied the queen.
As soon as they were gone, Cinderella put her feet up and turned on her favorite TV show, Lifestyles of the Royal and the Famous.
Suddenly, a cow wearing a blonde wig and a pink tutu appeared on top of the TV.
Would you please move your tail? You're blocking the screen,
said Cinderella.
I'm Elsie, your dairy godmother, and I'm here to send you to the ball.
I wasn't invited, said Cinderella.
The cow waved her golden wand. Just then, an invitation dropped through the mail slot.
I don't have anything to wear,
whined Cinderella.
Elsie waved her golden wand again. Poppity poppity boo. Cinderella was suddenly wearing a glamorous, glittering gown.
I can't find my other sneaker,
sniffed Cinderella.
The cow twirled her wand. On Cinderella's feet sparkled two glass sneakers.
I don't have a carriage, moaned Cinderella.
Take the bus, said the dairy godmother, handing Cinderella some change.
Thank you, dairy godmother,
said Cinderella. She turned to leave.
One more thing,
said the cow.
You have to be back before the clock strikes 12.
Sure, bye,
said Cinderella.
When Cinderella arrived at the ball, everyone pointed and said,
Who's that funny-looking girl?
Prince Mildred, who was quite funny-looking himself, raised his head from the punch bowl and spluttered, Who's the doll? Want to dance?
Let's chip the light, fantastic big boy,
said Cinderella, trilling.
Ouch, you stepped on my foot, said Mildred.
The two began to dance.
Ouch, ouch, ouch! Maybe you better sit this one out,
howled Mildred, hopping up and down.
Just then the clock struck 12. Time goes fast when you're having a ball.
I have to go,
shrieked Cinderella. But who are you?
Cried Mildred, rubbing his feet.
I'm late,
she replied.
That's a funny name,
says Mildred, who wasn't too swift.
What's your address? What's your phone number? What's your sign?
But Cinderella was gone.
She left behind one glass sneaker, size 87 AAA, that blocked the doorway so everyone had to leave through the back door.
I'm going to find that girl, fouled Mildred.
Using a tow truck, he holds the sneaker to every maiden in the kingdom.
Each girl will put in 1 foot, then 2 feet, then both hands.
Finally, Mildred arrived at Cinderella's house. Weenie sat in the sneaker.
It fits,
she shrieked.
Snakes, please,
said Mildred.
Then Weenie, Whiny, and Mo stood in the sneaker together.
It fits!
They shouted.
Next, please,
signed Mildred, feeling a little discouraged.
Just then, Cinderella lumbered into the room.
Oh, there's my other sneaker, she cried and slipped it on. Everyone stared at Cinderella.
It fits!
They gasped.
Will you marry me? Said Mildred, throwing himself at her feet.
Only if you marry me,
replied Cinderella.
The prince grabbed a donut and put it on her finger. Then they rushed out the door to live happily ever after.
Well, at least the prince will be our stepbrother-in-law,
cried Weenie, Whiny, and Moo. Yeah, but it's going to be hard to fill Cinderella's shoes, sighed their mom.
Just then, Elsie appeared on top of the refrigerator.
The show must go on. She had to do the wink and pour them each a glass of milk.
The end.